I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Ben Affleck is doing an interview, and it comes up about the Tom Brady suspension over Deflategate. Why it comes up, I have no idea.
How long ago was that? It wasn't last year. It was the year before?
Year before.
Oh, my God. So we're 2 years into this?
Jamie, it's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Over a flat football. This time and energy, you know, let it go. Just forget about it. Enough money's been spent on this thing. Well, I guess Ben Affleck is a big Boston guy, right?
Yeah, he is from there.
Yeah, so he loves all the sports teams.
Wasn't he on the jet with, was that him?
On with Brady, with that hooker?
Yeah, there was somebody
the mistress
on with him.
Or the nanny, or I think it was Ben.
Yeah,
I think Ben was on that flight. They went to Vegas when all the Super Bowl rings were on her finger.
Right.
Giselle got all upset with Tom Brady because you got some hoe wearing your rings.
And that's when we found out that that he was Ben Affleck was having an affair, too, right?
Yeah, we did, with the nanny, right?
Right.
So he's on this interview TV show, something Simmons show. I've never heard of the show, actually.
Richard?
No.
Oh.
No, like Jimmy Simmons or something.
Jimmy Simmons.
I do.
I love the Jimmy Simmons.
The Jimmy Simmons show.
Jimmy Simmons show.
Yeah. He's on the show. And Ben, all right, first of all, he's got this cocktail glass.
Yeah.
It could be a water glass, but it's got a clear liquid. Could be water, but he's slurring. And the way he looks when he looks into the camera, like, whoa, I think he's hammered.
Well, let's hear it, and then I can just decide if I hear the hammer ding
and
the hammer in it.
Jamie,
uh-huh.
I got here at 2 a.m. this morning to edit all the F words out of this.
Because there's so many. At 2 a.m.
Jamie,
2 a.m.
Took me 3 hours to get them all out.
Man,
that's how much
2 a.m.
foul mouthed.
So something from 2 years ago still gets in this riled.
Yeah. He gets this upset. Yeah, you're right. Over a flat football.
For 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Okay.
All right, listen.
Which leads me to Deflategate.
Deflategate.
Is this the ultimate Boston sports story that ever could have happened? Us against them.
Deflategate is the ultimate bull outrage of sports ever. It's so stupid that I can't believe you realize they gave him a suspension for a quarter of the regular season, which would be equivalent of suspending a baseball player for 40 days, 40 and a quarter days,
yeah,
to be exact, which is what they do for when you get busted taking steroids.
Right.
That's 30 seconds. This rant goes on for like 8 minutes. Of just F word, BS, blah, blah, blah. He goes off.
Oh, is that all you have?
That's all I used to.
Oh, it's not
Jamie,
that shocking to me.
There's so much F words. You can't even edit all this.
I thought it was going to.
It is so bad.
I waited for that. It's not even that shocking. I thought it was going to be all crazy and stuff. He, like, actually had points.
He what?
He actually had points. He actually was trying to have a point.
You can't tell he's hammered? Listen to the slurring.
Okay.
Listen to the way he slurs his words.
No, I thought the video.
Okay, it's even
and that's
more
fine.
Obvious.
He might be a little tipsy, but I thought maybe I have to see it because in my head I thought it was going to be like so shocking and like he's a but he actually had a point.
You got to watch the video.
I think I do. Okay.
You watch the video, you'll understand it. He goes off forever.
Okay.
He won't shut up about it.
All right.
And it's a flat football,
from 2 years ago.
It's a moot point.
Right.
There's so many things that are so much more important in this world.
I understand, but you have to understand that he's in the interview and they brought it up to him. So he's just reacting, I
guess. Ben.
Which leads me to
Well, he's reacting with alcohol in his system. That's the thing.
Right.
Which leads me to Deflategate.
Deflategate.
Is this the ultimate Boston sports story that ever could have happened? Us against them.
Deflategate is the ultimate bull outrage of sports ever. It's so stupid that I can't believe. You realize they gave him a suspension for a quarter of the regular season, which would be equivalent of suspending a baseball player for 40 days, 40 and a quarter days,
yeah,
exactly, which is what they do for when you get busted taking steroids.
Right.
You know, you should ask him about that hooker on that airplane.
You know, it's funny. I do hear the alcohol in it, but I also hear his point in it. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm so bummed.
Well, from 2 years ago, I don't think there's any point anymore.
Well, I know, but
he's,
the guy brought it up.
Dumb.
But that's what he's saying is the dumbest thing ever. But the thing is, like, I thought it was going to be really, like, great.
I'm sorry to disappoint you so much. You know, sorry about that.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be like,
Sean and I found it entertaining. Sorry about that.
That's...
God. I like when celebrities are drunk.
I know, but I thought
it's just good audio.
I thought it was going to be like really drunk.
No, I mean he at least, you know, kind of made it through
like
the show.
I want to hear him fall down.
Well, watch the video. It's 8 minutes.
I wanted him to fall down. I wanted him to fall down. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, he doesn't fall down.
He doesn't fall.
No, he keeps it together enough to that he.
BJ, I had high hopes. I had high hopes of like just. I don't even know what to do. I'm so let down. I'm so sad.
Well, we'll just move on. We'll just move on. Check out the video. Sean, I don't think we can put the video up.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Because it's so disgusting.
Riddled.
He just keeps going.
Nobody's edited it and made it for social media?
No.
No?
Not yet.
It's that hard to put all... Because 8 minutes.
Huh? Everything we've seen is got the F word flying like crazy.
Here's what the headline is on TMZ. Ben Affleck slurring, ranting. Oh, it's an HBO talk show. That's why he can talk like that.
Yeah.
Slurring, ranting. Keep going. Scroll up. It says, Ben Affleck appeared on the series premiere. Oh, it's a series premiere.
Ooh.
Good for Bill Simmons.
Right.
Because nobody heard about him until
today. I've
never
heard of the guy.
Well, because it's his series premiere. Yeah. This is great. It's called Any Given Wednesday, and it was extremely bizarre, to say the least. A red-faced Affleck ranted about Deflategate on the HBO show, and even though we can't say for sure what was up with him, social media was quick to call out Affleck, you know, out on his drunkenness.
Yeah. Although you weren't impressed with it.
Well, I think I have to see it.
Yeah,
I really think,
see it.
Yeah, because audio-wise, I was like,
All right, maybe you'll be impressed with this.
Okay.
Texas mom wakes up.
Okay, now this one I am.
Speaking a whole different language.
Now this one I have seen, and I love it.
I don't get this, but it's got to be real. They've had over 150 cases around the world of this foreign accent syndrome where somebody wakes up with a different accent. I don't know how that happens, but it's got to be real, right?
It's actually called a syndrome, right?
What you said. Foreign accent syndrome.
Right.
And people, literally, they go into a coma, they take, or they get like surgery or something.
She had oral surgery, and she had nerve damage, and she woke up and from Texas, right, where y'all, and now she's British.
That's a big change.
Yeah, it is.
From that Texas Southern drawl. Up to getting that British accent down. It's tough. All right, here's the news report on this. This woman wakes up with a British accent. It's called foreign accent syndrome. Over 150 cases worldwide.
Don't let the Queen's tongue fool you. Lisa Alamia.
Oh, not from England, sorry.
Is 100% Texan. 6 months ago, jaw surgery to fix an overbite changed Lisa's speech. Houston Methodist Sugarland Hospital says in the last 100 years, less than 100 people worldwide get this rare disorder known as foreign accent syndrome.
People who don't know me, hey, where are you from? I'm from Rosenberg. Oh, where's that? I'm like, we're here in Rosenberg. Oh, you're from here. How did you talk like that? So that's when the whole story comes up.
She's from Texas.
I know. And I feel like, I mean, I have to get Alina to study her dialect, but I feel like it's pretty good, don't you?
Well, I have a hard time with British and Australian.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that. But I think she's pretty close to the British accent.
Right?
That's the best I know. I mean, she talks like that Prince Charles dude. When I hear him talking, the Queen, they sound like the Queen. Listen to the report again.
Don't let the Queen's tongue fool you. Lisa Alamia.
Oh, not from England, sorry.
Is 100% Texan. 6 months ago, jaw surgery to fix an overbite changed Lisa's speech. Houston Methodist Sugarland Hospital says in the last 100 years, less than 100 people worldwide get this rare disorder known as foreign accent syndrome.
People who don't know me, hey, where are you from? I'm from Rosenberg. Oh, where's that? I'm like, we're here in Rosenberg. Oh, you're from here. How did you talk like that? So that's when the whole story comes up.
Hmm.
I cannot imagine.
I'd like
that
to wake
you
up.
Go to sleep as a Texan and wake up as a Brit.
I'd like to wake up like Spanish.
Yeah?
I think if I could pick one, I'd hate to wake up like Russian.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that would be cool. I don't know if that's sexy. I think the Spanish thing would work. I could handle that. French, maybe? I don't know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. French is supposed to be sexy.
I don't know.
Oui,
oui. I think it's a little...
Oui, oui, oui.
A little wussy, in my opinion.
French is wussy?
Yeah. I think that... Well, if you took me, knowing me the way I am, if I woke up French tomorrow, I'd be like a little...
Monsieur Jean-Claude.
I think.
Yeah.
Sean, I think you'd be a good Frenchie.
I don't think so. I think that my tongue's too big. You know,
where am I today? Wait, what?
Some tongue's accents, too big, you know, to be Frenchy?
I mean, I think so. I think I got my tongue is too meaty.
So you don't wake up like this?
What would be your accent?
I can't call him be the Frenchman. I can't do a French accent at all. So.
Well, what would be your accent?
I think Spanish.
Spanish.
I can do a Spanish accent pretty good already.
I'd pick Spanish.
Wait, because you saw that little mouse once on a cartoon?
Yes.
Because that's what you sound like.
I like a Speedy Gonzalez so much.
Yes, you're more of a Speedy Gonzalez and not a Pepe Le Pew.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely not a Pepe.
I think you watched too many cartoons because all I heard there was Speedy Gonzalez.
Andale, andale.
Yeah, yeah. All right, this might not be good.
You know
that'd be
really
crazy.
You know what really impresses me though is okay, she wakes up with this British accent. They've had cases where someone from like Iowa will wake up with an accent like Chinese, mm-hmm. a completely different language.
Yeah, and that's the thing. She sticks with this. She's not faking it because that, you know, she doesn't seem like this is going to seem really rude, but she doesn't seem that affluent, if you will. You know what I mean? She's like kind of tatted out and stuff and got a missing tooth. And like, she's got like a lot of stuff going on with her whole body.
Yeah.
And for her to
she does.
and nothing wrong with having tattoos.
The British
I have
accent, it just doesn't fit.
It just doesn't fit.
It does not fit. When you see her, put the video up, please, Sean, if you get a chance on Facebook. Because when you see her, it's like her lips are moving. And somebody off camera is talking.
Yeah, exactly.
It does not fit.
It doesn't fit at all.
Don't let the Queen's tongue fool you. Lisa Alamia.
Oh, not from England, sorry.
Is 100% Texan.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.